We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The people you know, the voices you trust.
Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens. Hundreds of people lining the streets of South Los Angeles this morning for the Kingdom Day Parade honoring Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Let's go live there now, check in with our John Baird.
My timing was great today. I made it right to the front when the parade launched. Those are the sounds, there they go. And not long after this parade started rolling, the sunshine came out, warm sunshine with mostly blue skies after a couple of days of rain, and I caught up with L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
Well, you know what? It's so important, rain or shine, because Dr. King would have been rain or shine. It never stopped him from having a march, and it's always important to honor his legacy and to recommit, because a lot of the problems he was fighting for, we're still fighting for today. Happy King Day! Happy King Day.
This was a big day because after the 2020 parade, because of COVID, they were not able to hold it the next 2 years on Dr. King's birthday. So a big day here in South L.A., Chris.
Okay, John, thank you. It's 11:04. Number of local roads remain closed because of slides and debris from the latest storm system, especially in mountain and hillside areas. But Steve Frasher, L.A. County Public Works, tells KNX crews hope to get most of them reopened soon. He says K-rails have proved effective in preventing even more damage. Frasher also says he thinks it's wrong to assert that the county does a bad job of capturing all the rainwater for future use.
It's kind of a misnomer. We actually catch quite a lot of the stormwater in the upper watersheds, so both of the Los Angeles and the San Gabriel rivers. It's when the river gets the storm flow that's further down, that is the runoff that you see from city streets, that makes the LA River, for example, rise to such heights, and it's really difficult to capture in the lower river because there isn't the ability to build a lot of spreading ground capacity there. But in the upper watersheds, we are capturing a lot of water, and there is, through the Measure W passed a couple of years ago, the Safe Clean Water Program that is adding additional stormwater capture capacity.
He says that the county is up to about its average rainfall for a full year. That's 6 months before the official rain season ends in late June. More now on the storm that's moving through the region. A man clinging to the wall of a storm-flooded storm channel has been rescued by firefighters in Cypress. Orange County Fire Authority Captain Tang Nguyen says when they arrived at the wash last night, they found him struggling in the water.
Half of his body, from what I was told, was in the water. The crew quickly tied a personal flotation device and threw the PFD to the person so he can hang on to it while they, you know, made access by cutting the fence and then getting to him.
This happened near Knott Avenue and Recycle Way. Paramedics checked on him right after the rescue, sent him to a hospital for further treatment. Wynn tells us, stay away from swift water during these storm systems. And what looks relatively tame can be really, really dangerous. Although the rain from this latest storm is tapering off, the water is still rushing in Orange County. Margaret Cuero has more on that.
Even when the rain stops, there is still plenty of runoff.
The water is going into these storm channels, and you know, and people need to be aware that the water is still actively flowing.
Tang Nguyen, a fire captain with the Orange County Fire Authority, points to the rescue of a man last night who was in one of the storm channels in Cypress.
When we arrived, he was, half of his body was in the water, and you know, thanks to the quick thinking and the training of the crews, they tied off a personal flotation device and threw it to him. And that bought them some time until they were able to cut through the fence and actually get to him and conduct a rescue.
He urges everyone to be aware that the threat from moving water remains, noting that they do have swift water rescue teams on standby. I'm Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
So how prepared were you for all this wet weather? Lisa Chan has some tips on how to prepare for future storms.
As we approach some dry days, it's important to assess the damage to your home or business and prepare yourself for future storms. Aris Papadopoulos is a founding chair of the nonprofit Resilience Action Fund. He says instead of using sandbags, here's another more effective option.
If you want to be able to protect yourself for at least 1 or 2 feet of water, there are dam doors, water dams, that are typically made of synthetic material or metal.
He says most people are not well prepared, especially if severe flooding and wind hasn't happened for a while. As you make updates to your home, Papadopoulos says make it wetproof.
I recommend that people, if they have carpeting, if they have vinyl or wood, whenever they do look at replacing it, they go with a ceramic or stone tile.
Papadopoulos also adds, make sure your windows and roof don't leak and check your sump pump.
It's also a good idea, they say, to review your homeowner's insurance for what kind of storm damage might not be covered.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.